The first reading is a reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, heard a voice from heaven speak to me. Then the voice spoke to me and said, "Go take the scroll that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land." So I went up to the angel and told him to give me the small scroll. He said to me, "Take and swallow it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will taste as sweet as honey." I took the small scroll from the angel's hand and swallowed it. In my mouth it was like sweet honey, but when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then someone said to me, "You must prophesy again about my many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings." The word of the Lord. How sweet to my taste is your promise. How sweet to my taste is your promise. In the way of your decrees I rejoice as much as in all riches. Yes, your decrees are my delight, they are my counselors. How sweet to my taste is your promise. The law of your mouth is to me more precious than thousands of gold and silver pieces. How sweet to my palate are your promises, sweeter than honey to my mouth. How sweet to my taste is your promise. Your decrees are my inheritance forever. The joy of my heart they are. I gasp with open hand in my yearning for your commands. How sweet to my taste is your promise. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death. But they could find no way to accomplish their purpose because all the people were hanging on his words. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we see Jesus is casting people out from the temple. And he's casting the money changers out. He's casting the people that are selling the animals that are there for sacrifice. Now again, you got to remember that they're there because God said they got to offer sacrifice. So because they have to offer sacrifice, they sold everything right there. So sometimes people on Facebook and different things, they'll say, "What would Jesus do?" Jesus would go and take a whip and start going through the temple. It justifies their anger. Like, oh great, there you are. You're not Jesus, sir, and neither am I. But anyway, we try to justify when we do things. But what Jesus was saying here, theologically, is this type of sacrifice is now done. There's a new thing happening, and he is that. And what Jesus calls us to now is not just a ritualistic relationship with God where we offer him sacrifice, but it's a relationship with God that's about prayer. It's about intimacy. It's about a one-on-one connection in him, the person of Jesus Christ. So he's showing something totally new is coming, and he has to get rid of the old so the new is there. And often, we need to let God work new things in our life. And if we are people of prayer, prayer means that we're in this relationship with God. We're not just going through the motions of saying prayers, but we're listening. We're saying, "God, what do you want? What is your will for me today?" And then we do it. That's totally different than just going through the motions of doing our religious practice. It's about entering into this relationship of prayer with Almighty God that we may do his will. So today, let's pray. Let's truly pray. Not just talk, but listen so we can know God and we can do whatever he wants us to do. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen. Let us